this transition from Bereshit to Shemot, from Genesis now to the book of Exodus, of course, doesn't begin with the Exodus. It begins with a personality we consider to be the most significant in Jewish history, and that is Moses, obviously. But I'm a little curious, and do you mind if I ask a question, and maybe I don't have the answer to it, maybe some of you do, okay? See, my privilege at Sinai Temple these days is that I work with the B'nai Mitzvah, and I try to teach them something about what's in the Torah reading for that week. So I have a little trick, you know, that I use with the kids. They come in, they never met me before, I meet with them just a few times, and so after 3 or 4 minutes of hello and how are you, I say, by the way, do you know that I'm Jewish? And they say, of course, you know. No, you have to understand why I'm saying I'm Jewish, because when I'm Jewish, it means that I have a right to challenge anything that you're going to be reading now. I have the right to challenge any text, even in the Torah, just because it's printed. I mean, that's our tradition, isn't it? The Talmud, so many different views on any one thing. Whose view do you accept? So let's try that. Let's see what happens. You see, these days, we're concerned about the way in which our kids grow up. What influence do we have on the way in which they grow up? And you don't have to be a Freud to understand that childhood experiences impact one way or the other on the way the person becomes an adult. So here we have Moses, a tiny little few months old baby, 3 months old, and his mommy has to give him up. Puts him in a basket, you know the story. And eventually Miriam follows and the Pharaoh's daughter finds him. But Moses, is he brought up by the Pharaoh's daughter at first? No, goes right back to his mommy, right? Because mommy can breastfeed him. We don't know quite how long Moses was back with his mother, but do you think the mother just breastfeeds him and that's that? Doesn't she influence him? Doesn't she try to tell him something? We don't know, the Torah doesn't tell us. But eventually, a very compassionate Pharaoh's daughter brings him up. She's compassionate, she wants to adopt this baby, and so. But he's brought up, what? He's brought up in the Pharaoh's palace, and he's brought up as a prince. Now, you and I know that when you're there as a prince, that he becomes part of the military. How did he eventually get from Egypt to Midian? If I give you a Jeep with a GPS in it, would you be able to find your way from Egypt to Midian? Obviously, he's had some experience. And eventually, when he brought the Israelites out of Egypt, where did he know where the water was? Where did he know how to go? Probably as a military personality within the Pharaoh, within the Pharaoh's palace, probably. So that was his second major influence. Is that the reason why he killed an Egyptian? It's okay in the military to do that? He was able to do that, and you know he thought he was wrong because he ran away. So now, that was the second influence on him. But look at the third influence. He found his way to Midian, and there were 7 women, shepherdesses, trying desperately to uncover the stone from the well. You know, in the desert, if you don't cover it, the sandstorms will just go right into the well and there'll be no water. They have to. But they're not able to do it. And you know, the local shepherds refuse to help. But who are these shepherdesses? The daughters of the high priest of Midian. Tell me, if the president's daughter would ask you for a favor to do so, would you do it whether you like the president or not, by the way? Right? Wouldn't you go out of your way? And by the way, do you remember when Joseph brought his brothers back, not back, but into Egypt, you know what he said to them? Don't tell the Pharaoh you're shepherds, because that's the lowest possible economic level. You know, that's not a good thing. And they did tell their fur, by the way, we are shepherds. Shepherdesses, the daughters of the high priest, and then the other priest the other shepherds refused to help the daughters of your high priest. So then they bring him to Jethro's home. And you know what the Torah says in this morning's parsha? That Jethro likes Moses. Wait a minute. He marries Zipporah. Zipporah should like Moses. Jethro likes Moses. There's a relationship going on there. And finally, you know the story of the burning bush, right? Moses is discovered by God. God discovers Moses, vice versa. Tell me, could it be, and this is the question. See, I'm Jewish, I can ask questions. I don't have the answer. Could it be that this high priest, the pagan high priest, gave up his paganism and his theological mind said, you know, there must be just one God. And he influenced Moses. You want proof? Go in the Torah a little bit later. When we receive the Torah, you know, the rabbis in the Talmud make it very clear that when two texts are one next to the other, there certainly is a relationship. That Torah portion is not named after Moses, it's named after Jethro. When we got the Ten Commandments, not only we, the whole world. And just before Moses goes up and gets the Aseret HaDibrot, the 10th set of words, the commandments, Jethro comes by. And it's Yitro, Jethro, who says, you know, Moses, I got to teach you something. The way in which you are dealing with your administration, you got to learn something. You have to create different sets of authorities, captains of tens and captains of hundreds and so on. You can't do it all by yourself. And Moses says, yeah, you know what? I'm learning something from you. You think that's the first time Moses has learned something from Jethro? Could it be that we really ought to thank Jethro for the Ten Commandments? He influenced Moses to such an extent. But of course, the final set of compassion goes back to Moses' mom. Did she feed him only milk? Or did she feed him on the ideology? Did she feed him something that was beautiful, with which we live today? Childhood experiences ultimately affect our adult life. And maybe that's all about, and maybe it's a lesson for each of us. How do we bring up our kids? What do we teach them when we don't even think they know that we're teaching them? Moses learned a lot of lessons, but ultimately, he learned from his mom, and yes, from his dad a little bit. Maybe we should give Jethro a little bit more credit. Well, I don't know, he may want cash, I don't know. What am I doing? But certainly his mom too, who fed him literally a set of ideas with which we live today. So now it's our privilege to listen to have Brandon come up and share with us his expression of the Torah. If you'll please turn to page 300.